If you have a stiff neck and shoulders, then this full-length yin yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on those notifications so you don't miss a single class. I have some great content coming up for you. Next week is the final Friday in the month, so that means it's our live class, and you guys voted and you've asked for a holiday yin yoga class for the new year, so that's what we'll be doing next Friday. Then after that, January 5th, we'll be doing yin yoga for back pain, and January 12th, we'll be doing yin yoga for hips and hamstrings. So if that sounds like content that speaks to you, that you're interested in, then be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that the classes show up in your feed, in your subscription feed, and then you'll be sure to get it as soon as it comes out at Friday at 9 a.m. specific. If you like today's class, be sure to press that like button and put shoulder and neck pain relief in the comments so everybody knows that they're going to get that shoulder and neck pain relief from the class. I have a testimonial for you today from Fervent Femme from YouTube, and she says, loving the longer holds in the intermediate series. Excited for the upcoming classes that you mentioned. Thanks, Melissa. So thanks to Fervent Femme, and thanks to all of you who take the time to leave your comments in YouTube, on iTunes, on Instagram, Facebook, on my website. And as always, thanks to our members, where we have the most in-depth conversations, both on our forum, but also live and in person every single week. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I'm wearing black leggings today and this green bamboo cap sleeve top with a little butterfly on it. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need two blankets, one for underneath you for extra comfort. You're going to need your bolster, two blocks, a strap, and you may also need your wall. So let's begin with centering by lying down. You can place the bolster underneath your legs. So throughout this class, we're going to be embracing the yin qualities of yielding and surrendering. And we can begin that right here, right now, in this Shavasana. Yielding and surrendering the tension and the pain of your shoulders and your neck, and allowing that to release and let go down into the earth. And feel the pull of gravity, the downward flow of gravity drawing tension out of your shoulders and neck. Thank you. And then also as you breathe, just feel the breath movement all the way up into your shoulder girdle, through your clavicles, through your shoulder blades at the back of your body as well. And then for our first pose, it's going to be a choose your own adventure. The first option is going to be to take banana asana. And that would be to take your arms overhead, holding onto your elbows, and to bend to one side. So you could take that pose. And the other option is to take reclined half saddle pose. So then you're probably going to want to build up your props a bit. So I would take a block and maybe your meditation cushion and your bolster and make a little throne for yourself here. And then you're going to either sit on your heel or on the inside of your heel, on your right leg, extend your left leg. And rest back. So either half saddle or banana asana, bending to one side. And if you do half saddle, you're going to take your arms overhead as well. So your choice. So your shoulders are one of the most mobile and yet also one of the most complicated joints in your body. Shoulder movement is actually made up of two parts, your arm movement and your scapula movement. Your arm has 6 degrees of freedom and your scapula can move in 8 directions. So that makes up 48 possible movements for your shoulder. And although yin yoga usually targets the lower body, It's also ideal for the upper body and the neck and the shoulders in particular, because it targets the deeper yin tissues of our joints, ligaments, and the deep fascial networks and bones. Okay, so if you're in Banana Asana, you're going to slowly come back to center. If you're here in this half saddle pose, you're going to slowly arc your arms down very slowly and carefully. And then you're going to come forward and up and release this leg out. And we'll just lie back and feel the rebound of this pose. Through the shoulder joints. And then let's go ahead and take this pose on the other side. So if you're doing Banana Asana, you're going to side bend to the other side with your arms overhead. If you're doing the half saddle pose, you're going to either sit on your heel or inside your heel, but depending on what works best for you and your anatomy. And then you're going to lie back again. And you're going to take your arms overhead. And you're going to remember the principles of yin yoga, which is we come into our pose, we find the appropriate edge, so we don't want anything sharp or shooting or electric or nervy. We want to be able to take a full breath. And then we resolve to be still so that we can yield and surrender into the pose and access those deeper connective tissues. And we stay for a while. We stay for about 5 minutes in these poses so that we can access that Slow, gentle traction. Okay, so you're going to slowly let this posture out of your body. And then we're going to come and just rest and feel the rebound, particularly in your shoulder joints, and especially if you're doing the half saddle in your legs as well. Okay, I think this class is going to be intense. All right, next pose is heart melting pose. So you're going to come over onto all fours. And you're going to, you may want to have a block close by, especially if your shoulder girdle is quite tight. So what you can do, a couple of options for this one, you can place the block underneath your head so you don't have to go as deep in this pose. The other thing is, if you're feeling that pinching in your shoulder blades in this pose, you can take your arms wider. That should ease up on the pinching, and it's not quite so intense. So that's a couple of options for you in this pose. So this really opens up your shoulders, this pose. So since we experience our shoulders as being so tight and stiff, intense, the qualities of yin, which are yielding and allowing, can be really helpful to embrace as we practice yin yoga for our neck and shoulders. When the muscles are relaxed, the stress is moved into the ligaments, binding the joint. So this is why we want to continually relax our muscles in yin yoga to drop down into the deeper connective tissues of our body. And so part of what we're doing is to continually yield into this practice. And if this puts too much pressure on your neck, you could always come back and lie on your back and take your arms overhead in that banana asana again. Or even just put a bolster underneath your back and lie with your arms overhead.
So very, very carefully, you're going to make your way out of this pose. Very slowly.
Okay, let's lie on our back so we can have our hands down by the side of our body. That is a lot. Oh my gosh, I requested this class. It actually kind of feels good, but it's like so intense. Okay, let's go into Sphinx pose. So you're going to roll over onto your stomach. If you have any neck issues, you can use a block underneath your head here. Otherwise, you're going to walk your elbows underneath your shoulders and you're going to hold here. If you have any low back issues, you can also draw up through your navel, draw in through your inner thighs just to protect if it feels a little fragile there. That's also a good option. So the deep yin tissues of our body are much drier and less elastic than our superficial muscles, which really respond well to being warm, and they like repetitive movements, like if you think of like jogging or jumping jacks, things like that. But the yin ligaments, they remain cool and they'd get injured if they were treated in that way. So instead, they respond well to gentle pressure applied over a long period of time, like we're doing here. And that way they are stimulated to get stronger. So in this pose, we're going to just add a little bit for your neck. You're going to press down through your elbows. You're going to lengthen through your neck. And you're just going to open up through the front of your neck as much as feels comfortable for you. You want to stop when you feel that compression at the back of your neck. And here, it's very slow. You want to move very slowly. You don't want to overdo it. So we're going to trust these slow and steady gains with opening up the front of our neck. Okay, so you're going to slowly release down and feel the rebound. Okay, the next pose is going to adduct your scapula and release the front of your chest. We're going to do seated swan. So you're going to come up to sitting. Actually, I'll sit this way. And then you're going to bend your knees in front of you. And you're going to cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. This part you just want to feel on the outside of your thigh and into your glutes. And then the other part of it, you're going to take your hands around behind you and lift your chest and open your chest. And here you want to feel it through your wrists, your elbows, and your shoulders. And it's just an opening of your chest. So you want to feel sensation, but it doesn't need to be sensational. Okay? Just that's a Bernie Clark cue. Yeah, I like it a lot. Because remember, you're going to be here for 2 minutes. So you're going to start to feel it over time. So we'll stay here for 2 minutes. We're also going to add a neck stretch to it. So you're going to drop your left ear to your left shoulder as well. You know what? I want to take the neck stretch out. We're going to do it separately. It just feels like it's too complex. Okay, you're going to release this from your body, and we're just going to sit up, release your arms, and take your left ear to your left shoulder. And then the other ear, right ear to your right shoulder. And then you're going to come back up to the center And we're going to do this on the other side. So this time across your right ankle over your left thigh. You take your arms behind you and you lift and open your chest. And you can walk your hands behind you more if you need more sensation. But remember, if you're feeling it in your wrists, in your elbows, in your shoulders, and an opening in your chest, you're doing it. If you're feeling it, you're doing it. Okay, and then you're going to release this again. And let's come onto our backs and feel the rebound of this again. So yang yoga is great for strengthening the muscles, but yin yoga with its long holds is good for lengthening the muscles. So Bernie Clark says it best. He says, we're not trying to stretch our ligaments or our joint capsules with yin yoga. We're trying to stress them. Over time, the tissues may become longer or thicker or stronger, but in any particular yin yoga session, we're not trying to lengthen these particular tissues. The key is in the stress, not in the stretch. Okay, we're going to come back up to seated now. And for the next few poses, I'm going to give you another choose your own adventure for your legs. So I'm going to take cow's face legs. You like the choose your own adventures, Tim? Okay. Because I know people don't really like, I like shoelace pose for my legs. So I'm going to take right over left for my legs. And I know a lot of people, as soon as they say, oh God, shoelace. And I get that because it doesn't work very well on everybody's anatomy. So if you're like, oh my God, shoelace, and then I'm going to do it like four times. So if that's you, then you know what? Don't fuss about it because this is a shoulder class and we're going to do lots of variations for our shoulders. So just choose a different adventure for your legs. And the one I would suggest, well, you could choose, you know, I'm not the boss of you. You could choose wide-legged seated forward fold instead. Okay, so you choose whatever you want however you want to stress the tissues in your legs. Okay, I'm going to take shoelace, as I mentioned. I think we all know that now. So choose your leg position. And we're going to do, you're definitely needing, well, if you're me, you're going to need a strap. You may need a strap for this. I'm going to do cow's face arms with shoelace legs. You choose your legs. We're going to start with internally rotating your right arm. I'm not going to mirror you because I'm feeling lazy like that. internally rotate your right arm up your back, and then externally rotate your left arm. It's going to go up, and you can hold on with a strap at the back. We're going to hold this for 2 minutes on this side, and then we will switch. So your upper arm is externally rotating and abducting and flexing, and your lower arm is internally rotating, adducting, and extending. So lots of good things happening with your shoulders here and your arms. Your scapulae are neutral. Okay, you're going to release your arms only, and then you're going to push your arms away like you're pushing a wall away. And then we're going to switch the side of our arms. So this time you're going to internally rotate your left arm up your back, and then you're going to externally rotate your right arm. It's going to come up and over. Your legs are going to stay the same. So you can choose if you're going to lean forward, if it changes the intensity of the, you know, if it adds some stress to the shoulders, then you can. If not, you can just stay sitting upright. It doesn't, you need to feel that out in your own body. And remember the principles of surrendering and yielding here, okay? We don't want to hang on for dear life in your shoulders here. So keep relaxing your muscles. Okay, and then you're going to slowly release on this side as well. And then again, that same thing for releasing here, you're going to pull. push the wall away for you. Okay. And then we're going to do your cow's face legs on the other side. And I'm going to show you a bunch of options here. We're going to do, and you can choose your own adventure for your legs again here. So you're going to, you can do legs wide, or you could do a seated forward fold legs, whatever you want. So you're going to be hooking your right arm underneath your left and bringing your palms together. Or you could bring your backs of your hands together, or it might be enough for you just to do your hands together, or you could hug yourself, okay? In which case you would do the other arm on top on the other side. So do what works for you, best for you and your body. Everybody's got different anatomy and shoulder tightness, so you want to feel that out for yourself, okay? And we're going to do this 2 minutes aside. So this, here we go. Right arm, left arm underneath. Maybe the hands meet. Maybe you choose a different option. This adducts the arms and adducts the scapula. It's really a great antidote to all the time we spend at computers for tight, I know nobody spends any time at computers, for the tight shoulders from computer work. You can lift the shoulders too and pull them away more. That makes it more intense and that adds to the flexion as well. Okay, release. And then for your counter here, you're going to take your arms behind you and just open up, do a back bend here. And then we're going to do the other side. So this time your left arm comes up, your right comes underneath it. Maybe the palms meet, maybe they don't, maybe it's back of the hands. Maybe you're just putting your elbows together, your hands together, maybe you're giving yourself a hug. More you pull your elbows away and lift up. So do what feels right for you in your body today. Okay, you're going to release this side. I gave you a little extra on that side. And then you're going to take your arms behind you, lift your chest. And then we're going to come down and do some reclined twisting. And if you normally need a blanket or a bolster underneath your knees, you might check in and see if you don't this time, because we spent a lot of time releasing our shoulders. So it might be interesting to just see if those shoulders have released that much in this class. I'm going to check it out. Okay. So you're going to lie down on your back and just check in and feel your shoulders. Oh my God, I feel like Gumby. I don't think my shoulders have ever felt this release before in my entire life. You're going to take your arms out to the side in a soft T, and you're going to press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the right side of your mat, and then you're going to drop your knees to the left side of your mat. To get into your shoulders, you're going to bring your knees up more. Okay, so for lower back and stuff, you lower your legs down more. For upper back, you bring your legs up more. Okay. If your shoulder is lifting off the ground, which it is a little bit, you can fill the space with a blanket. I'm going to grab the blanket. Okay, and then we're going to stay here. We are also going to add neck rotation to this. So it helps if when you add the neck rotation. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn our head to the side. You may find it easier to do that if you lift your head when you do it, rotate, and then lower it down. Okay. Okay, we're going to come back to the center. Press into your feet. Untuck your hips. Pause in the center. Let that posture reverberate throughout your body. Okay, let's do the twist on the other side. So you're gonna maybe see if you need that blanket. Press into your feet, lift your hips, take them over to the left side, drop your knees over to the right side. Remember, we're bringing our knees up higher to get into our shoulder girdle. And then we're also adding the rotation of our neck, and we're using that trick of lifting our head, rotating, and then lowering down.
Okay, slowly you're going to come back to the center. Allow your body to unwind. And we'll take Shavasana, so you'll probably want to have your bolster underneath your knees. So just feel the difference between the beginning when you lay down and the end. Feel the spaciousness. Also the sense of stability and strength in your shoulder joints now. And then just allow yourself to rest and receive your practice. And then you can stay resting here in Shavasana. And while you stay resting in Shavasana, I'll sit up to read you a poem to close out your Shavasana. This poem is called Mermaid by Clementine von Radix. The day I surrendered to my limp and went out and bought my cane, I realized I was done with the burden of having feet. Instead, I am going to become a mermaid. If everyone is going to stare at me, at least let it be because I'm beautiful. Besides, I have always liked the ocean, the promise of depth. I am tired of this dry world with all of its dust and sickness, these barren fields. I want to dive without drowning. I want to swim among the teeth. I want to braid my hair with seaweed and mythology. I want men to carve me in the bows of their ship like a prayer before I lure them into the depths with my fishnet mouth. I want the beauty, the gorgeous mutation, the legend of half body, all the wisdom of a woman without the failures of sex. I am plunging, I am sinking, I am not coming up for air. I do not want all this human. My legs move like they resent being legs. My body is wrecked by all this gravity. I cannot face another morning waking up with no hope of a fairy tale. Here on land, I cannot move. Here on land, I cannot breathe. On land, I am always drowning. On land, I am always drowning.
So slowly wiggle your fingers and toes. Gradually allow your breath to deepen and slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish with our mantra to gradually to bring our practice into ourselves first and then to offer it out into the world. Left palm up, right palm down. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you like this class, if your neck and shoulders are feeling super juicy and awesome, then press that like button. And if you made it all the way into the end of the class, then put awesome class for neck and shoulder pain relief in the comments, okay? So everybody else knows that it's good for that. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this class, then please feel free to share this class with them, because I know lots of people have neck and shoulder pain and stiffness, and this class, it's amazing for it. Our next live class is December 29th, next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So we're going to do, by your request, a holiday special yin yoga for the new year. And thank you so much for your donations, Donna and Cornelia. Right now we're saving up for a slider to get really smooth, cool archi shots and circular shots and everything for you. So maybe we'll get that for the new year, Tim. Oh, it comes out January 15th. It's not actually released yet. That's why we haven't got it.
That's right.
Okay. January 15th. Maybe in time for my birthday then.
Yeah.
Okay. It can become my birthday present.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's a slider. Okay, so releasing your neck and shoulders is not something you can just do once in one yin yoga class. So I'm going to share with you three ways to do it. Well, a good way is to subscribe to my channel, because we will be putting out more content and probably we'll do more yin yoga classes for your neck and shoulders. So make sure you're subscribed and turn on the notifications so you'll know when our new classes come out. Better is to sign up to our mailing list. So if you want to go to melissawest.com/anxiety, maybe in the new year. Right now I'm working on a super long 30-day yoga challenge for January, but maybe in the new year I'll put one out for shoulders and neck. But if you do the anxiety one, that one probably a lot of, let's get to the root cause of neck and shoulder issues, which would be anxiety. So go to melissawest.com/anxiety. That'll give you a 7-day series of yoga for anxiety, and then maybe you won't have neck and shoulder pain to start with. And then the best way is to become a member of our community. And I went on there this morning and looked at what we have for neck and shoulder pain in there. We have 21 classes for neck and shoulder pain in there, ranging from 5 minutes to 1 hour long classes. We have 10 shoulder short classes. They range from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. We have connective tissue classes using the soft foam roller, a soft squash ball, a slow-mo ball. Those are fabulous. Those are amazing. The soft foam roller one I do almost every day. Classes, short classes, long classes, and some of my oldest classes that are probably like 10 years old now, like my original upper back, neck and shoulders, two are in the membership community. Some really great hatha yoga classes. So those are available for you. I put the direct link for members and how to sign up to become a member in the show notes. And all you have to do is click show more in YouTube and you'll see that, as well as other links there as well for you. Secret links of the day, as Philip DeFranco would say. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday, however you celebrate. And I am sending much love. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.